This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So we were talking about this 2024 report by Enley and Partners and New World Wealth, which shows an increase in the number of millionaires over the next 10 years in South Africa. Right. So the question is, what do I do starting today if you want to be one of these millionaires? What do I do?
So we are joined by a financial literacy coach, Zwanda Rasuela, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Morning, Zwanda.
Good morning.
Are you well?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. Hope you had a great week. And let's get into the conversation for today. You know, many people start investing in the later years of their lives because of all the other things that maybe you find that they need to prioritize when it comes to money. But at which point would you say it's late to start? 35, 36, 37, 40 maybe, 50? When is it late?
I think in investing, you always say that the best time to start was yesterday, but the second best time is today. So anytime is always the best time to start. I think the key here is to know what you want to achieve and stick to it and be consistent at it.
Okay. So, I mean, for example, if someone is 35 years of age and they are looking at starting to invest, you know, what can they do in order to set themselves on a path of being a millionaire by the time they are 65?
So what is important, again, is to stay consistent, right? Like you mentioned, a lot of responsibility. You have a lot of responsibilities at 35, and a lot of things are fighting for your finances, so every rent counts, right? So what I would say is the first thing to prioritize is actually to be intentional about your journey. You're going to need a lot of commitment and discipline to be able to get to that million. So you just need to start investing monthly and be consistent at it. You need to just also make sure that when your salary increases, you don't increase your lifestyle as well. And also what is important is to build emergency fund in parallel, because if emergency happens, then it can eat away your money that you've been saving to reach that 1 million. So it can help you to protect yourself. So also looking into long-term investments can help, because one of the things that we have learned in investing is that a lot of people do reach their million and their 2 millions when they retire. So we can learn something from that retirement strategy of saving, which is contributing consistently and looking into long-term investments.
Okay. So, I mean, can I become a millionaire through savings as well? I mean, with what you've said right now, saying, okay, looking at this, you know, pension and or saving over time, you're seeing a benefit in that. Or would you say I would need to bite the investment bullet and be that risk taker who starts playing this game of investing?
So savings are important, but savings alone will not necessarily get you there, at least not fast enough, right? So the risk about saving is that it usually does not beat inflation. So if you're having your money in the bank and you're not investing it, it's potentially losing what is called buying power. So in future, it may not be able to buy as much as it is able to buy today. So that's where investing becomes important. And I know that a lot of people, when you start mentioning investing, they think high risk, right? Mm-hmm. However, they are investments that have different level of risk. So it's just a matter of you understanding your risk appetite and invest in a product that then aligns with your investments. So what I would encourage listeners is that you need to invest in knowledge, because the more you educate yourself, the more you grow in your confidence and understand the products that you can invest in, and the more you can increase their investments and grow into that millionaire in about 10 years.
Great. Thank you so much for that great insight, Zwanda. I appreciate your time. That's financial literacy coach, Zwanda Rasuela.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.